Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Linda Lang.
Hi, this is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com. Today on Exploring the Mystical Side of Life, I have a real treat. I have Sharon Rose as my guest. Sharon is the president of the Sacred Mysteries production company. She's a filmmaker. She's a producer director of Quantum Chi. Welcome, Sharon.
It's such a pleasure to be with you, Linda.
A lot of people might think that, you know, why Qigong as a mystical practice, and yet there is so much to Qigong. I have goosebumps just even saying that. How did you become introduced to its magic?
It's interesting, you know, the Tao, which is all Qigong and Chinese medicine, is based upon the Taoist teachings. It was like the Tao chose me. I was actually working on another film about the energy body, the light body, from all different traditions. So I just went for it, and the masters I met were amazing to me. They had such a light about them, such a presence. It not only teaches you about your physical body, you really learn, you know, about the meridians and the maps of how qi, life force energy, flows through your body and out in the world, and how to bring it in from nature, from the sky and the earth and all around you for your own healing. It goes into so many levels of your emotions and your thoughts and your connection with spirit and your connection with essence, your source, that part of you that is completely free and pure and enlightened always, and teaches you to find that in yourself and to trust that in yourself. So it's just such a all-encompassing tradition and teaching. That the other thing that I love about it is it's for all ages and people of all levels of skill. So if you are 80 years old and you're not in the best of shape, there are Qigong teachings for you. If you're a little kid, you can be a big bird and fly in the sky and you're doing Qigong. It's one of the things, as I walk deeply into the teachings and the film series, more and more I see that it's a beautiful system that really can address so many of the issues that we're particularly now really dealing with, and find a way to keep ourselves in really good health. There's so many teachings for the immune system and for what we call protective qi. So that's how it started, and it's been consuming me.
Well, I was introduced to Qigong probably about 20 years ago, and it was really amazing. The thing that I probably noticed the most when you do it, it's not long before you really feel very centered in yourself. You're very centered and you're very peaceful. You find that very peaceful, calm place inside yourself. And as you're doing the very gentle movements, then you become very aware of the energy flow and the energy world and how it interacts with you and you interact with it. And maybe you could talk just a little bit about that.
Qigong brings you into the understanding of the flow of energy between yourself and others, within yourself, in a way that is profound. There's a practice called the Six Healing Sounds. And in that practice, you're working with the emotional energy in your major organs. So let's just talk. I'm giving you an example. Right now, lungs is up for everyone. And lungs hold grief and sadness. And this practice teaches you to separate the emotional energy from the situation. So, you know, essentially you're, you know, bringing your attention, you're bringing your hands near your lungs, you're bringing your attention into your lungs, you're looking into your lungs and just feeling, and then you're seeing in front of you the situations that cause you grief and sadness. And you really look at that, and then you do this this special movement and sound to kind of vibrate your lungs, and then you let it all go. You release this emotion, the situation, and the energy specific to this situation. You release it into the earth, and the earth, according to the Taoist tradition, our emotions are like compost. The earth loves to let us give our emotions, whether positive or negative, whatever, to her, and then she composts them and sends, you know, transmutes it and sends the light up through your body, through your feet, golden healing light to transform. And not only that, in this practice, you also learn to disconnect even the thought that brings up the situation from the emotional experience and from your energy field. And during this very challenging period, this has been one of my main practices, and I find it extraordinary. So we go back to the energy, you know, chi is life force energy. And some of you may have seen martial arts masters, that's a part of it. Qigong is the foundational practice for all of the martial arts. Qigong is the essential, as you said, centering and grounding practice, and particular self-healing, because what you learn, you start to understand the energy flows within your body, but you understand your energy field. And so I find with everything that's going on that these teachings are incredibly valuable and nurturing. That's why we called it the Taoist art of nurturing life. And I feel that more and more, you know, it's not only nurturing others, but it's really nurturing ourselves. And this time I have found to be incredibly powerful time for doing that, for going in, for using all of these practices that are out there, whether it be yoga or, you know, mystical Christianity or anything that puts you in touch with the joy in you. The other thing about it just gives you this sense of flow. The movements are very fluid and flexible. And so it has a way of helping you let go of all the crazy thoughts and in your head, all the fear-based messaging from the media, and coming back to your true nature. I've also, you know, encouraged people who are even in bed, you know, you can do Qigong, you know, if you can move your hands, or even if you can move your mind, you can bring that energy, that healing light into wherever you feel pain. It's just an extraordinary system that is there's been a lot of research about the efficacy and healing power of it, scientific research.
And one of the benefits, or side benefits perhaps, that I noticed personally as an energy healer, that it would activate the chakras in my hands. All of a sudden, you know, I would really feel energy flowing in my hands, and it also opened my psychic gifts up. So anyone wanting to have a little bit more clairvoyance or clairsentience, a little Qigong, it doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, it could be, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and on a regular basis, it will just, you know, really align you, clear your field, and bring you a connection that you didn't have before.
I completely agree. Because of the grounding centering aspect, and, you know, you talked about the energy coming through your lagong points, your hands. Now, when I do healing, I sit very grounded. I feel the chi coming both from the earth and the sky right into my heart, then out through my hands. And also that helps build the protective shield around you, the healer.
I think you're right that, you know, as you're doing the exercises and you get into that place of real quietness and just presence and being, it's almost that eternal part of you that you get to connect with and flow. You don't have to be a healer. You don't even have to want to do your emotional work. You can just want to do it for exercise. And as you quiet your mind, I mean, there's this magical relationship that develops with yourself and with the universe.
The other gift of it, and this is very well documented, is longevity. And not only longevity, but health and flexibility in your long life. There, actually, somebody today posted a video of a 118-year-old master who, it was unbelievable what he could do. Master Li Jiangbeng is in his 80s, early 80s, and he's doing these back bends, and well, you couldn't even believe what's possible. So it's very inspiring on every level. I don't know if I've ever been so inspired by a technique for healing like this one, because there's a grace in it. You're never pushing. That's the other thing I love about it. It's always about this concept of flow, not only in your physical, but how it relates to the flow of your emotions and your thoughts. So it's just this world of healing that is there for everyone.
And it incorporates the power of your breath as well in that flow.
The breath holds the life force. And so, yeah, the breath is extremely important in all of it. Breathing, just breathing and sending the chi, you know, into different parts of your body with your breath, and then expelling, especially in the emotional exercises, it's a lot of, you know, breathing like into the lungs, you know, I mean, it's just simple breathing in, breathing the chi into the lung, you know, centering yourself, as I said, earth and sky, the light coming down from your heart, through your hands, put your hands on your lungs, you know, breathe in. And then when you breathe out, imagine that any suffering, sadness, achiness is just dissolving away.
Is there another exercise you'd like to maybe guide us through, or maybe you would like to guide us through that one just so people could get a sense
of? All right. First of all, to teach you how to feel the chi. So the first thing you want to do is clap your hands and rub them together. You can feel the warmth already. That's the chi. And then pull them apart and back together and apart and back together. And you feel it's almost like slightly like pulling taffy. There's this energy. There's this tingling. You know, chi, you always, they always say, you know, it feels like tingling. It feels, I think Master Chi always says, it's like ants crawling, but you feel that, right? And then let's do it again. Rub your hands together and now put them like right by your lungs. We'll do the lungs. And then just feel the warmth from your hands going into your lungs, and see your lung in your mind's eye. Put your awareness in your lungs, right? And also you'll feel definitely your shoulders. Just let your shoulders relax, you know. And now we're going to take a deep breath in and feel all, as not only feel the front of your lungs, but also feel the back of your lungs, because people forget about that. So we'll breathe in, feeling the whole, encompassing the whole, all of your lungs. So let's breathe in. And then slowly breathe out. And breathe in, bringing the light of chi, filling your lungs with joy and healing energy. And then when you breathe out, imagine like, it's like smoke is coming out, cleansing your lungs, freeing it of any kind of pain or sadness. Just let that go. Let that go. And we'll do the healing sound. It's fun. So now again, look into your lungs and then look left and right into your lungs, left and so left lung and then right lung, and see any situations as you're doing that you feel sadness and depression and grief in your life, and just observe them as you look left and right and left and right and left and right and left and right and left and right. Now we're going to take our hands and lift them above our heads and turn them up, and we're going to do the sound. Before we do it, I'll do it's sss. And so as we do this sound, we'll take a breath, but as we do the sound, you imagine that any suffering is coming from your lungs through your hands and out, and then down around you into the earth to be transmuted into light. So we go up and we take a deep breath in, and we go. And see all of that sadness and grief and depression just leaving your body in the form of smoke, and then into the earth, and slowly lower your shoulders and your arms and your hand, put your hands back on your knees, and then let go. Just let go your sadness, let go your worries, let go your depression, feel, and these situations, just let it just go. And once you really start to let it go, the earth transmutes it. And then Mother Earth sends this golden light of healing up into the soles of your feet, up through your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, into your pelvis, and then up through your spine, into all your major organs and systems, in through your heart, down into your hands, upward more, into your shoulders, your neck, your head, your third eye, upper dantian. And so let's bring our hands up. Breathe in, and then take your arms around your body, feeling this protective shield, this shield of glowing golden light that's there to protect you, keep you strong, keep you healthy, and keep you in joy.
That was beautiful, Sharon, beautiful. And I encourage the listeners that followed along with us to just really tune in and feel the shift in their body. I know for myself, it feels like I'm using my whole diaphragm, that there's a lot more space in my whole body cavity. Very peaceful, very joyful. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful exercise. You did mention the upper dantian.
In the Taoist system, there are three centers. And actually, it's one of the things I love about it. It's simple. Three, right? You know, just like there's three main bodies. There's the physical, there's the mental, emotional, there's the spiritual. So the lower dantian is the center of grounding. That's what it's like. It keeps you grounded to the earth. It's really, you know, associated with your vital chi, your life force energy. The second one is the heart center. So that's associated with unconditional love and that kind of warmth and nurturing and sharing qualities. And then the upper dantian is equated with the third eye. And that has to do with your really mental, emotional states, but also that's where those abilities, you know, they call it in the Hindu tradition, like the eye of gnosis, the eye of wisdom. And the alchemical traditions, they talk about that in Egypt and such. So when that really, there are a lot of practices that are very beautiful of, you know, bringing the chi into each of them. So let's just do a little bit. So you would take your arms and you would, open your arms, feeling the chi in your hands, and bring it right into Let's see if I can stand up here and show you.
It's about two finger widths below the...
Yeah, two finger widths below the navel. So you're going to be bringing that in. Feel like gathering the energy from all nature. Even if you're in a room, you can still reach out to nature around you into the lower dantian. So you're, you know, breathing in and bringing the energy in. And then you bring it to your middle dantian, your heart. You bring the chi right into your heart. And generally we do these like three times. And then into your third eye. And then breathe in, and we'll take the, let's do this. Breathe in, and as though you have little flashlights in your hand, you're looking into your brain. You're sending healing light into your brain and then down into your eyes. My eyes are clear. Then through into your nose, you're breathing in and out. Feels so good. Into your mouth. Every word that comes out of my mouth is full of love and light. And your throat. And then into your chest. My lungs are so clear. I'm so healthy. My heart is strong. Into your heart. And then into your, down into your liver and your kidneys and your stomach and spleen. And I'm feeling such wonderful life force energy flowing in there and down into your intestines. And your bladder, and then down, and your hands generally close one above the other, right on your lower dantian, which is like two or three fingers below your navel. And you feel that energy radiating through your whole body. And you also really feel the connection between your feet and the earth. And feel the light coming up from the earth and then down from the sky. And then bring it all down into your dantian, your lower dantian, so that you feel really connected to the earth and grounded and centered. We need to have more moments of joy, of feeling the beauty of being alive in the physical body.
Just beautiful, Sharon. Thank you so much for sharing Qigong with us today. I hope that all of our listeners will take some time to explore bringing a little Qigong into their life. They'll be totally amazed. I will put the links to your Facebook page and your Quantum Qi series in the show notes. Is there any final message and you'd like to share?
That's really quantumqimovie.com. The Facebook page and group are very active. Lots of things that are very beneficial. Whatever it is that you are called to, whatever it is in terms of healing, go for it. You know, it's that time. And if we can really start working to heal ourselves, I often say, you know, we talk about climate change so much, outer climate, but what if we could change our inner climate, our emotions, and all of the tornadoes of emotion that come in? What if we could just come to that clear centered place, all of us, then the outer climate would change as well. So that's our task right now. It's time, go in, clear yourselves, and from that deep inner place, we can heal the world.
This is a very powerful time of transformation. So again, thank you, Sharon, for being our guest. I want to thank you for listening to this week's episode of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. You'll find all of our conversations on YouTube, on iTunes, anchor.fm, on our Facebook page. Come and visit me at thoughtchange.com and explore what energy medicine can do for you. That's it for this week. We'll see you again next time. Bye for now.